Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show in Colorado Springs on May 6th. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Elizabeth Rhine in San Jose, California.
I'm sorry.
Elizabeth Rhine.
Rhyme? Like, this rhymes with that?
Not quite.
Not quite. Because I was hoping that would have been a beautiful coincidence.
Rhine, like the river in German.
Oh, Rhine.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It's all right. How long?
Call back when you're ready to play our German river game.
Yeah.
Okay, will do.
Because no, that would be ironic.
I got so excited. How long would it take you to have it legally changed? Because we can hold.
I'll get right on it.
All right. Elizabeth, welcome to our show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here's your first limerick.
So what if my horse appears lame? His title puts others to shame. He's Nellie Bly Francis. That betters my chances. I'll go with the silliest.
Name?
Right, name. Horse racing enthusiasts have long looked down their noses at people who pick a racehorse just because they think a name like Panty Raid, a real horse, is funny. But a British horse racing organization surveyed 2,000 women and found picking the horse with a funny name is more likely to win the bet than spending hours poring over racing stats. The news was immediately embraced by thoroughbred owners who simultaneously all changed their horses' names to Senior Snarfle Bunny Happy Pants.
I was so bad on that horse.
How could you resist, actually? And the three legs, you'd still go, it'll make it.
It's got moxie.
All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Junk food gives my brain cells no strain. Its dopamine makes things so plain. Then longings will tug just like a strong drug. Powdered donuts act just like...
cocaine.
Yes, cocaine.
Oh, my.
Seems like you're speaking from experience.
Not quite.
If you have ever laid awake at night obsessing about that cheesecake in the fridge, we now know the reason you are an addict. A new study from the Scripps Research Institute has found that rich fatty foods like junk food are just as addictive as cocaine or heroin. The first ding-dong, of course, is free. But it triggers a chemical in your brain that makes you want more and more. In response to the study, many communities are now offering no questions asked free Twinkie exchange programs. You go down to the van, they set it up in the rougher neighborhoods, you hand in your Twinkie, they give you something less bad for you. Crack. Here is your last limerick.
It's the kind of wine everyone mocks. A bouquet of wood pulp and old socks. Yet it's easier to stack, so you won't need a rack for wine that is sold in a...
box.
Yes, box. Subpar party hosts and desperate housewives alike mourned this week after the death of winemaker and inventor Thomas Angove. Angove loved wine, but hated the fact that bottles are a pain to open and only contain one bottleful of wine. So he invented wine in a box. People said he was crazy, but now wine in a box has become a standard at lousy cocktail parties worldwide. He died this week at the age of 92, and in his honor, an attempt was made to christen a ship in his name. And sadly, the box of wine just kept bouncing off the hull. Carl, how did Elizabeth do in our quiz?
Oh, Elizabeth had a good round, Peter. Three correct answers. So, Elizabeth, I'll be doing the voice on your home answering machine.
Well done, Elizabeth.
Well,
congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for playing our game.
Thank you. Bye-bye.